Bear Podcast 468.
It involves showing of more fur.
There's nothing like making a pig bottom squeal than using bacon lube.
Village, they're full of gay.
Hey, all you bears.
Okay, I just saw this on Facebook today. I think he's closeted. You think he's just closeted?
And I got my ass chewed out by everyone.
It's Thanksgiving.
The gay, the geek, and the bizarre.
Laying on the couch eating bonbons and little chocolate.
Just that. I saw it on Thanksgiving.
Do some sexting with
you're me. Listening to BearPodcast.com.
He called and then he was freaked out.
You're really bitter here.
Yeah, I am very bitter.
It's
been a shitty week.
Bitter
party of one right here. It's been a shitty week, let me tell you.
Welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. I am Nard.
And I'm Dave.
And welcome to episode 468.
Wow.
468. 468 is May 13th. We're doing this on a Tuesday right now because we've been busy. Well, Dave is not available. During Bear Watch weekend,
Ray.
Ray is not available.
Dave's always available.
Yeah.
Just say hi.
No. Oh, that kind of available. Well, Ray is supposed to, yeah, is busy with Bear Watch, so we have Dave as the understudy.
Yes.
So,
am I an understudy still?
Yeah, I guess you are. Or semi.
Semi.
Okay. So, first of all, happy birthday, Ray.
Happy
birthday, Ray. It's his birthday last Sunday. And we celebrated last Saturday for him. So, that's pretty much our weekend update. That's what we did. And What did we do?
We threw together a very last minute surprise party for Ray.
Yeah.
Ray's partner is having all kinds of crazy things going on in his life. So I contacted him. I was like, "Hey, are we doing anything for Ray's birthday?" And he's like, "I got so much going on. I haven't even had a chance to do anything. What do you think?" And he's like, "What about let's go bowling?" And I'm like,
"Was that your idea?"
No,
it was his idea.
It was never my idea to go bowling. I'll say that. But I did have fun. I had a lot of fun, actually. And I don't know. It was funny because he asked me something along the lines of, "Do you want to go bowling?" And I said, "I don't know that I've ever said those words before. I want to go bowling. I've only just kind of ended up going bowling in the past." But it was fun. I had a really fun time. It's probably the first time I did it in about 8 years.
Yeah. So I haven't played myself 2 years, I think, 2 or 3 years. I haven't touched my my bowling ball for years myself. So I did bring my own shoes. So
If you have your own bowling shoes, by the way, that means you are white trash.
Really? I heard about that. You're white trash.
You own your own bowling shoes. That is a first class ticket to white trash.
But won't it be considered like OCD that you want to be? You don't want to have any cooties or anything.
An OCD white trash guy.
Yeah, so
that's weird.
Right, white trash. Okay, so
does that mean your trailer is really clean?
That's right. Mm-hmm. Well, so Dave rallied all of us. We did the Facebook thing so we could invite friends over. It's kind of and it was funny because everybody's bailing out on Ray.
We did. Oh, I know.
Ray was asking, "Hey, what are you doing tonight?" "Oh, I'm going somewhere." And Ray asked me what am I doing also. So, I'm going out with my friend Mark. We're going out. Okay.
Right. Yeah, we all kind of told Ray we had things going on. I just said I hate bowling. I'm not going. But what about when I tried to put the Facebook thing together using my phone because I was at work and I can't get on Facebook at work. And when I did it, it just automatically updated the event. And I didn't set all the settings the way I wanted it to yet, so
it was public.
It was still public, and Ray could have seen it. It was supposed to be a surprise. So
it's a good thing Ray was not diligent.
Then Nard here, he argued with me that I can just get on and tether, and it was all. We had a big discussion.
I could have helped you with that if you had your iPad.
You can't do it on a secure network, right, Maynard?
On your phone.
Not on my phone.
Your phone cannot. It's AT&T, right?
Yes.
Okay.
First of all, I got rid of tethering.
Oh,
so I can't.
Then you can't now.
But second of all, I don't have my own laptop on a secure network. You can't do that. It's all secure.
Well, when you didn't say that you don't have tethering. Oh, did that deal's off. Right. Then you can't. But then you
Maynard, really can't. He didn't yeah. want to. He didn't want to log in.
I don't want to log in Facebook and read all his messages and see don't all read
those the messages. Pictures. Just do what you got to do and then log off. I trust you.
You're but mine. Then I friended all those hot bears. Oh, okay, yeah. Then it's good for you, right?
It's good.
I friended all those chasers for you.
I've had a lot of friend requests lately from people I don't know.
Yeah. But anyway, okay. So it was a success.
Eventually,
Ray's
yes.
birthday.
Yeah, a lot of people
he was
showed
really
up
surprised.
Last minute.
Yeah.
It was surprising how many people came.
I know.
Like, we really put this together a couple hours before the event.
Yeah, so Ray actually was, he was surprised.
He was.
He only knew one person who didn't know that we're bailing out on him. And then everybody's bailing out on him, and it's just funny. And he thought, I thought you guys have dates or something. So yeah, it was a lot of fun. The lanes were horrible, though. It's one of those, it's a disco thing. They light it up. They have it's pretty good. However, the lanes are just, I don't know, they're not oiled enough. I guess if you're a bowler,
You would be. I was just throwing the ball down as hard as I could, kind of.
Yeah, you know, people got drunk and everything. Yeah, so Ray had a good time. I'm glad he was able to have a good birthday.
Yeah, it's fun.
And then actually last Friday, which I thought it was clear that we were
gonna talk about this on the
podcast. John and Pauline was. There are friends of mine. They've been friends of mine for probably 10 years, maybe 11 years. I've known them, maybe 12 years already. I've known them so long, and now they're moving to Denver. So we had a farewell party for them at the Carriage House in Houston, and it's pretty cool. Next time, we have to go there on a different day.
I like the Carriage House. I've been there a few
times. Carriage House, yeah, it's my first time. It was nice. Very vintage. It was funny because there were these three geezers. They were playing music, all guitars. Really? Oh. And, horizontal guitar, and they're playing country.
A steel guitar.
A steel guitar.
Yeah.
And one of them, I wanted to have a picture with him because he looked like Stan Lee.
Really?
With a cowboy hat, Stan Lee, and then, oh my God, it's Stan Lee.
An old Asian... Like cowboy there?
No, not Asian. He's not Asian. No, Stan Lee.
Stan Lee from Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
I'm thinking of Ang Lee. I don't know why.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
So, you can imagine an older guy with a cowboy hat that looks like Stan Lee. I wanted to have a picture with him. And I could have fooled everyone on Facebook on that one, but I didn't do it. So, and then that's pretty much it. Softball sucked because we lost one game.
You're in third now?
No, we're in third now. So, we have to do better next time. We were top one before, now in third.
Isn't the Gay World Series in D.C. this year or something?
Yes, and we are aiming to go to D.C., and I hope we win. I hope that we win this season.
I'd like to go if you go to D.C. I have lots of friends there.
No, that'd be great. If you have a hometown. If you're flying there.
Yeah.
Okay. So you just came from Dam.
From Adam. Yeah.
How was it?
I think it was my 45th trip there.
Really?
Something like
that. That many? Did you bring brownies?
I didn't. They frown on bringing those back. And I can't eat them.
You can't. Of course not. No, you can't.
I know where you can get them here in town, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I know friends who have some. I have friends who have some, but...
Right. I didn't do a damn thing. I was in this stupid hotel that's in this park. It's in the middle of nowhere. And there's nothing around it but a bowling alley of all things. So I could have gone bowling.
You go to
again.
Amsterdam for bowling alleys.
I was all bowled out from Ray's party. So
I
bought stuff at the grocery store. And that's one thing that we don't have in our airports that they have overseas. Airports overseas are like a transportation hub. They're not just an airport like ours are. They have train station. They have
that connects to it.
Yeah, they have restaurants. They have grocery stores. So you stop in the grocery store and you buy a whole bunch of stuff for the room.
Yeah,
and it's nice. It's something the U.S. could probably do better at, which is rare for me to say something bad about the U.S. But
the airport should improve.
Things like that are pretty convenient overseas that I like. That's one of them. Frankfurt's the same way. They have all kinds of cool stuff.
How many times have you passed by the red light district?
In Amsterdam?
Yeah.
Quite a few. I mean, it's almost Everyone thinks the red light district's this little seedy area of Amsterdam. It's actually a quite
touristy area. It's a touristy area.
You come out of Amsterdam Central, the main train station, and you walk across the street and go to the left, and it's right there. Everything. All right. And all the women are standing in the windows with the red lights on. And
yeah.
It's an odd thing.
I tried taking a picture before.
Did you?
And then they would really cover
it. They get mad?
They get mad. They get mad, and they cover the... Put on the curtains.
Did I ever tell you about the time we were walking down there? I was with my coworkers, and the three of us had walked by the one. It was kind of a scary looking woman, and then the last guy walked by, and she kind of called out to him, and he looked back, and she had pulled out her cock.
Oh really?
Yeah, it was a transvestite. It's a transvestite. And he's like, you know, they're all straight, so they had, you know, at least I think they are. It was funny. That was
Well, some transvestites are straight.
Right. Yeah, I don't think
those maybe are maybe those are not.
No, I meant my coworker.
Oh yeah.
But yeah. Supposedly she had a big cock, so
I didn't maybe he it. Screamed because it's bigger than mine. Something like that.
Maybe I don't know. I don't know. So
oh well, Amsterdam. We're gonna go there again. We're not gonna go really anytime cool in Europe town. Right now.
So. There's a lot to do there. It's very gay friendly. There's even a monument called the Homo Monument.
The Homo Monument.
Yeah, it's for the gays.
I've been to the
Frank House is there.
The Sex Museum.
The Sex Museum.
Have you been there?
I've been there. That's right in front of Amsterdam Central.
It's yeah, it is. Yes, it is walking distance from there.
Yeah, it's not a block away, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know. So I did nothing though. It was rainy, nasty, and cold.
Oh, okay.
So I stayed in my hotel. You'd rather stay in. And I caught up on sleep because Bear Watch is coming up, and I figured I needed my sleep.
That's right. Bear Watch is coming up, and we're going to be busy starting tomorrow.
Yes.
Starting tomorrow, we're going to be busy. But anyway, so let's move on for a bit.
Okay.
Something that we did last week. Dave and I watched Iron Man.
We did.
I know we briefly talked about it last week in the last podcast with Ray, but we didn't elaborate too much.
I think everyone's seen it now, so we can totally spoil this.
That's right.
What did you think?
Tony Stark died.
No.
No, he didn't.
What did you think of it?
I think it's the best of three. The best
of
the
three. Really? It's my least favorite of the three.
Well, the second was not too bad. Was not too good, was it?
Because I thought it was.
You think two was better?
I thought number two was really good. I was surprised at how good it was because number one was great.
Number one was great. Well, yeah. Number one is, it's great because the first one's, training wheels for Tony Stark.
Yeah.
And then the third one is really an expert now and everything. And it's just really, it's not much character development anymore. It's more of the story now.
Right. But what I loved about the first two that I didn't love about the third one is that Tony Stark banter that is so quick and so witty. And it was there, but it was more subdued in this movie. It wasn't the firing on all cylinders, saying stuff thing that I loved about the first two. And I thought the storyline was great. I thought the characters were great. I thought the acting was superb. I missed that banter as much as the first two had.
Yeah.
You know? And you'll see it again in Avengers 2, I think. Because he does it better when he's with those other guys and he can just fire stuff off and play off each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you guys haven't watched it, we're kind of spoiling it a little bit. So Ben Kingsley played the Mandarin. We're not going to spoil it that much, but I should say he really had a very small role there, right?
I know. They made it out to be he was a big role, and then there's a plot twist.
The previews made it sound like he had a big role.
There was a big plot twist in it, and I wasn't expecting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the plot twist. I mean, it was kind of expected. At the middle, I kind of figured out, it's really just a ruse, or it's really there's a
Let's
twist here.
Let's not tell everyone because some people might not see it.
But as you've seen in the previews, there are these Iron Men. There's many Iron Men, and what he's it's really just it's not that he gave Iron Men to many people. It's just he was able to control all of these. So
that's the other thing I didn't love, by the way, is at the end what he did to them all.
Oh, he destroyed all of them?
Yeah. Why?
I don't see the point because he's rich enough. He'd just make a new one.
Well, I mean, but he did it for love.
He did it for love to destroy his toys.
And I'm like, that's so not Tony Stark in a way.
I don't know. Well, they are saying that this is the last of all of them. So
The last
Iron of the three. Moving it's on, it's going to be Avengers.
Okay. But, that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, you can only do trilogies pretty much right now, because if you do a fourth one, you're pretty much cashing in on the money at that point. If you're telling a story, that's okay. Well, for one, two, and three were all standalones anyway.
Yes.
Yes.
I thought they did a great job with those movies, personally.
Yeah. Anyway, okay. So speaking of movies, we're moving on to a new topic that maybe people will be among you will be outraged. It's the reboot of Gremlins. What do you think of that?
Me? I loved the first one. It was, of all the movies I can remember seeing as a kid in the movie theater, that one sticks out as much as almost any of them.
Okay.
Return of the Jedi was huge for me, and I remember seeing The Incredible Shrinking Woman. That was a big one for me. I think that might have been the first movie I ever saw in the movies.
Oh, I remember that one.
Yeah, with Lily Tomlin.
Lily Tomlin.
Anyway, but that movie was a big one for me. That was real big. And just personifies Christmas for me. Yeah. So
I know people are saying that, no, don't, please don't. Don't do a reboot the classic, you know. So this is an article from bloodydisgusting.com. How's that? So Bloody Disgusting has exclusively learned that from Warner Brothers that it is officially moving ahead with a remake of Amblin's 1984 Gremlins instead of the long gestured sequel. I would rather have a sequel.
Yeah.
Them grown up, Gizmo grown up a bit. Yeah.
That's weird.
So while a hunt is on for a director, Seth Graham Smith has been tapped to produce alongside David Katzenberg. Smith wrote Dark Shadows for Tim Burton, and recently...
Great. Yeah, that was so good.
Yeah, that was good. And recently... right. And recently completed this draft for the studio's next Beetlejuice. See, they're going to do a new Beetlejuice. He also penned Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter for Fox.
That was a fun movie, actually.
Which one?
I enjoyed it. The Vampire Hunter.
The Vampire
Abraham
Hunter.
Lincoln the Vampire Hunter?
Yeah.
I liked it a lot more than I thought I was going to.
Actually, it was enjoyable too. Yeah.
It was enjoyable.
So the original holiday classic was directed by Joe Dante and followed a boy played by Zach Galligan, who inadvertently breaks three important rules concerning his new pet Mogwai and unleashes a horde of malevolent, mischievous monsters in a small town. So no word if Smith will also write this new take on the Steven Spielberg produced Gremlins. So what do you guys think? It's going to be remade. It's going to be... will they use the same... Will it be CGI this time? Was it CGI before?
No, I doubt
it. They were using a puppet, right? Or something?
They had to have, I think.
Back then.
What was your favorite scene from that movie? Do you remember?
What was it? When they filled up the pool.
Uh-huh.
I remember that part.
They could pop from the pool.
I remember two things distinctly
from that movie. One was when they microwaved the one and he blew up.
Uh-huh.
And the other one was the gremlin with the three cigarettes. He's like sucking on the three cigarettes, and he was like the badass gremlin.
I like that one. I remember that.
It was cool.
Yeah, it's one of those. It's a classic scenes of Gremlins. So yeah, what do you guys think? They're gonna make a remake.
I don't think withhold judgment yet.
No, okay.
We'll see.
I do like reboots. Some reboots, like what they did with Battlestar Galactica, that was good.
Yeah, I mean, like the Beetlejuice one. How do you make that a better movie? That
I don't know.
I mean,
see, there are some classics that you just don't remake.
Right. Yeah, like the Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory didn't work.
That didn't work for me either.
Not at all for me.
I grew up with that.
It's so classic. And Beetlejuice is kind of like one of those classics. Michael Keaton was amazing in that. And everyone was good in that movie, actually.
Yeah.
So.
And that was where Alec Baldwin was one of them, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so that's Gremlins for you guys. Yep. All right, so one more topic is actually our friend Freddie Freeman. He has the newest music video he made. It's called Just Bear With Me. So the music video for the song Just Bear With Me from the album of the same name, it's available on CD Baby iTunes, Amazon, and other major outlets. So starring in the music video, I saw the music video. Our friends were there. So starring Freddie Freeman, Nolan Kennedy, Will Fisher, Jay Freeman was there too, Rosie, and the Goats. The Goats. So it was filmed at Easton Bay, Mountain by Jay, Will, Freddie, Sunfire, and John Skinner. So I'll put the links on the website for you guys to check out the new music video by Freddie Freeman.
I still want to check out their Easton Mountain place. It sounds interesting.
It is, yeah.
Like a gay commune.
It is.
Cool.
It's where the gays commune. Okay, so moving on. It's another one of the sad news that we had 2 weeks ago. The passing away of our friend Tony Stiegel. And there's going to be memorial services for him. This coming Saturday, actually, May 18th. But right. By the family. It's going to be in MCC here in Metropolitan Christian Church in Houston, where we do yoga.
Yeah, so yoga should be going on right now.
Yeah, so it's May 18th, and since everybody's going to be at Bear Watch that weekend, we have our own special one at Tony's Corner Pocket on May 31st, and that's a Friday. And anybody out there in Houston who are listening or watching this, so please join us there at Tony's Corner Pocket on May 31st. The celebration of life for Tony. And lastly, one of the events that we're going to is
Bear Watch.
We're going to do Bear Watch. It's going to be on May 17th to 19th, this coming, after a couple of days when this show goes out. So it's going to be bearwatch.net if you guys want to register. I think there are 10 left, maybe by now.
There was 10 yesterday, yeah.
There was 10 yesterday, so it should be gone by now. It was 10 last week, may have been gone by now. So
maybe, yeah. No, it was 10 yesterday. I checked it yesterday.
Oh, still? Okay.
Yep.
Maybe they want to register at the event. You can register at the event. We'll take your money.
And if you're going to register, use an actual PC or laptop.
Can't do it on the phone?
The iPad, it doesn't have Java. Had a lot of issues.
Is that another issue? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was trying to book a massage with Tritico.
Oh, okay.
Couldn't do it. So I need to do that when I get home. Remind me.
Yeah. Actually, I was talking to David about that. David Tritico about it. That we have four for Bear Watch. We have four. What do you call this? Charities. Dude. But yeah. But so probably in the future we're gonna have them in the show. Just talk about their our Bear Watch charities. So it's better to do it there than to do it at Bear Watch, because if they're gonna be there at the bars, I don't think it's a good idea to do interviews in the bars.
No.
I used to do it, but there's so much background noise and so much noise, and I might be drunk, or the interviewee might be too drunk. So
we should have fun filming at Bear Watch.
Yeah, we'll be filming at the beach. We'll be doing that. Yeah. Probably podcast from there. We'll see. We'll probably record a segment or so. So yeah, so go to bearwatch.net for more information. On with the gay, the geek, and the bizarre. Yes. Okay.
This is a theme song.
We need a theme song for this.
If any of the podcast listeners are good at that.
Yeah. If you mix music, let me know. Okay, so the gay here. This is something that's all over Facebook already, and we're kind of reporting it now. It's good news. So Minnesota legalizes gay marriage. Governor Mark Dayton signs bill into law. So Minnesota officially became the 12th U.S. state to approve same-sex marriage on May 14th. When Governor Mark Dayton appeared before a jubilant crowd to sign a marriage equality bill into law. Woohoo! Woohoo! What a day for Minnesota, Dayton told the spectators who huddled on the steps of the State House in St. Paul. What a difference a year and an election can make in our state. So, life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness should certainly include the right to marry the person you love, he noted. So, yeah. So, that's from Huffington Post. So, there's a comment on Facebook. I was reading about it. That why won't we pull up some kind of fund to for Michelle Bachmann?
Uh-huh.
Because she said before that if Minnesota ever becomes legalizes gay marriage, then she'll leave. She'll pack up and leave. Wait, because
isn't she already in a gay marriage?
I know, right? I thought he is already, right?
Right. Marcus. Quite the gay.
I listened to his audio.
Hi, Marcus.
I listened to his audio, and There's some lisp in there. I don't know.
Lisp, it's not even lisping. He's so gay. It's not even.
It sounds gay. Not that I'm saying that people with lisps are all gay, but some are. Yeah. But, but yeah, I could tell. Oh my God. My gaydar can tell it. Tell that God. He's gay just by listening to him. But for some reason, I don't know.
Even if he's not practicing, he's definitely homosexual.
Yeah. Maybe a homosexual that may have sex with women. Maybe.
Maybe. That happens.
That happens. Okay, so...
I'm guilty of that.
Oh, okay.
Did you see our friend Gene's live blogging on Facebook? Of the, our friend Gene's from Minnesota, and his partner actually still lives there.
Oh, okay. He was live blogging from there?
Yeah. Okay. And he was... It was funny what he was writing. Some of the people's comments on the floor of the Minnesota house... They sounded some of the most ignorant things I've ever read, and they were funny. He was blogging about what they were saying, and I was laughing.
That's funny.
Thanks, Gene.
Okay, I have to look at that.
Yeah,
go back. All right. So on with another gay.
Oh, okay. Ooh, Manhunt reveals that "Hey Guys" is the number one headline on gay hookup site. For many gay men, finding hookup partners online is a way of life.
Woohoo!
It's all true. Now, manhuntdaily.net and offshoot of Manhunt. I've never even heard of that. Is that real? One of the most frequented online gay social networking sites on the internet has revealed the top profile headlines used by Manhunt members. In 49 out of the 50 states, the most popular headline is "Hey guys," and illustrated nicely on a map of the site. The only state to break away from the trend is Connecticut, where the number one headline is "Looking for a top."
A bunch of bottoms there in Connecticut.
Bottom, all right, bottom state.
Oh
Connecticut.
My God!
Manhunt claims it wants its members to stand out from the crowd and suggest they have something to say that's more substantial than "Hey guys." To aid in this endeavor, the site offers a list of popular headlines according to each state, though it notes that it's not a list of the top five headlines for each state, but rather a scattering sampling of our findings, which should give you an idea about which phrases to avoid in your area. For example, here are the headlines representing Delaware. Delaware's still a state?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's the 11th state. 11th state to become...
I was thinking we can take over that state and create a gay mecca. It wouldn't be that hard. It's not that big.
Yeah.
"Hey guys" is number one. Two, "Looking for friends." Liar. Number three is "Looking for now." That's more
true.
Like number four, "Looking for NSA fun." No strings attached. Yeah.
So that's what it
five
means,
is "Not looking."
Not looking. Not looking. Right. Yeah. But you're online.
But you're on Manhunt. Okay.
You're in Manhunt, but you're not looking. NSA. Okay.
What that's an article from HuffPo. Thank you.
Okay. So, they're talking about manhuntdaily.net. So, it's daily.
What,
I'm thinking
what
it's
is
like,
that?
I don't know. Really, it's the first time I heard of it, too. I know Manhunt, but I don't know Manhunt
Daily. Yeah, everyone knows
Manhunt. So, I was thinking it may be like they feature someone. It's like a Woot or a One Sale a Day thing.
I don't know. I never even heard of it. I have to go check it out after the podcast. We should
check it
out.
Wait. Let's do that.
Manor's going to check it out right now.
Manhunt.
My God, that guy's huge.
Daily.net. .net? Is that .net?
I think that's what it said.
Manhuntdaily.net. Okay.
Manhuntdaily.net.
Let's see how it looks like. Well, it's downloading. It's really slow right now for some reason. I don't know why.
Must be a lot of people on that site.
Okay. While we wait for this, I'm going to do the geek.
All right.
Actually, the geek is actually a video. It's a video. Cool. So, International Space Station Commander Chris Hadfield covers David Bowie's Space Oddity and wins the internet. It's actually a music video, practically the first music video that was recorded on the IIS.
Ground control to Major Tom.
That's right. That was what he was saying there. Did you watch this?
No, I haven't seen it.
Okay.
I did hear about it, but I didn't see
it. So it started with the IIS.
Are you gonna put it up on the podcast?
Oh, yeah, put it up. Okay. Put parts of the video. So.
Oh, that's cool looking.
Yeah, it's really cool. So
how did they get that picture? Since.
And then. They put recording in session in the on the walls and stuff like that.
Look at them.
So
he's so serious.
Ground control to Major Tom.
Oh, an astronaut that can sing.
Yeah.
Ground control to Major Tom.
It's pretty cool.
Lock your Soyuz hatch.
Can you imagine that? He's really floating. Not yeah. not a camera trick or anything.
No, that's real, yeah.
All right. So we'll put the links on the website. Yeah, he made a music video with the guitar and everything. He did also some of the guitar riffs on that one too. So, yeah, exciting.
Cool.
First music video recorded in space. Okay. So let's go with the bizarre.
The bizarre. Okay, I'll take this one. I found this on Drudge the other day.
Okay.
Police say a man sexually abused his peacock. A man from northwest suburban Roselle? In DuPage County? Where is this? Chicago? Near Chicago somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Faces a charge of misdemeanor animal cruelty after police said he sexually abused his pet peacock. David Beckman, not Beckham.
Beckman.
64, of 600 block of East Devon Avenue, was charged with a crime after police learned the bird died while they're investigating Beckman about an alleged case of indecent solicitation of a child. Oh, he's a real winner, this one.
Yeah.
Court records confirmed Beckman faces 3 charges of harassment by telephone, unlawful possession of drug paraphernalia, 2 counts of marijuana possession, attempted indecent solicitation of a child, cruelty to animals, and 2 counts of battery. So he fucked a peacock to death. That's what he did?
Probably he did, yeah.
But who has a pet peacock?
What's a pet peacock?
How's that all about?
I mean, why would you have one? I mean,
well, why? Well, we know why, don't we?
Well, I guess if that's the reason why, I'm going to fuck a peacock.
Well, it doesn't say it was male or female, but the males are the ones that are real pretty, so.
Oh, really? The ones with the big feathers?
I'm assuming it was a male peacock.
Oh, so.
So it's gay sex.
It's gay sex.
A gay rape of gay a peacock. Gay rape of a
peacock, okay.
He killed it, too.
Yeah. Well,
make aside from. A nice from, hat, maybe.
Yeah.
After.
That's really horrible.
I'll get a hate mail for that, aren't I?
I mean, David, I was just, it's just horrible. I mean, I can't horrible. Imagine.
I can't believe the bird died.
I know.
How could he? Can you make peacock soup?
Well, he could have at least, I don't know. Can you eat peacock?
I don't know. I've never tried to eat peacock. I've just tried to eat regular cock.
That's right. That's going to be the title of the show.
No. Awesome.
Awesome. All right. So I guess that's it. That's a article from Chicago. So NBC Chicago. And actually, that wraps our stories for the day and our show. And actually, right now, we're just going to be rambling a little bit because what are we going to do? We have to eat. I'm hungry.
I'm getting hungry now, too.
Okay. What do you want to eat?
Well, you want roughage or something, don't you?
I want something light on me. So, actually...
we can eat light.
We're going to do something really... Today's pretty much the easiest day for the week. Tomorrow, we'll be working on Bear Watch. We're going to be loading the truck.
That's why we have to eat light today, because I want to look good for Bear Watch. One day of eating right should be good, right?
That's right. You'll lose 10 pounds right
I'm
there.
Still not furry, look.
It's oh, that's right. Oh, my God. In. You lost your bear card.
I know.
Yeah. So he hasn't grown his hair since he shaved. Oh, we posted it. Remember that? We posted it.
Yeah. It's coming back, but it's not all there yet.
You should...
Don't worry, P-Town. It'll be back by then.
You'll be back by P-Town. Yeah. When you get to P-Town in July. So, actually, tomorrow we're going to load up the truck. And then the next day, we're going to miss... This week, we're gonna miss watching Star Trek because we're going to be busy with Bear Watch.
Did you hear the jokes about me driving the truck?
Oh, what?
Someone said I need a milk crate. Can
you
reach the milk crate?
You're going to reach it, right?
I've driven lots of big trucks before. Mm-hmm. I used to drive fire trucks.
Right.
I did.
That's right.
Those are hard to drive because of the water in them. If it's full, it pushes the truck back and forth. Yeah. Mm. It's really hard.
So this week it's going to be Bear Watch, and then Thursday it's going to be. Are you going Thursday? You're going Friday, right?
No, I'll be down there Thursday.
Oh, really? Okay, you guys are going to be there. Actually, I won't be there until Friday afternoon. So
slacker.
Yeah, I have to work. I won't
work softball. He's just trying to get out of everything.
I just hope we win this coming weekend. Anyway,
I have to be there Thursday. I'm the one driving the truck.
Oh, that's right.
So you'll that's be, what I was told.
You have to bring the truck. You have to park it somewhere and then pick it up again. Oh yeah, I need to give you a ride because.
Yeah, I think you're supposed to drive me. Drive to pick you up to the truck tomorrow. The truck. Although we'll have to talk about off camera.
Okay.
I have a kid issue.
Oh, okay.
But it should be done by then.
So. Okay. So anyway, so Bear Watch this coming weekend. We're excited about it. And I think, I'm not sure yet, but I think I'll be handling the greased pig, the one that Tony usually do.
Did he do that last time?
Tony Stigala used to do the greased pig.
I was in the greased pig competition last year. As a matter of fact, I was the first one to get the pig last year. It's a watermelon.
Mm-hmm.
And I was bowling through people. I knocked over a couple twinks, man. I like stiff-armed them. I thought they drowned. I literally bowled right through them in the beginning. I got like 20 people tackled me, and I was drowned myself.
Oh, God.
But yeah, I was going good, like a fullback for a while there, and then I got dragged down from behind.
Oh. So what is a greased pig? It's a greased pig. It's a game where there's a big watermelon, and we slather it with
Vaseline.
Crisco.
Oh, Crisco.
It's a big Crisco, so I have to wear gloves. Put Crisco all over it. And then we go in the middle of the water, and somebody has to grab it and take it to one side of the beach, to the shore, something like that. So
it's like a length in
it's a length water. In the water.
Yeah.
So
you have to go past.
I have to carry it, and then somebody has to grab it from the water, and then they have to tackle it.
Right. Whoever's got it when they cross the finish line is the winner.
There was one year we did that. It got broken half.
Oh, yeah.
Then they were running around it too.
Pulling pieces of it across.
The pieces of the
Last year it was that guy from Austin, this like naked cowboy guy or whatever his name is.
Oh, he did.
Bear 4-1.
Oh, really?
I forget his name. He was the one who won. I remember won last year.
Anyway, okay. So that's going to be our activity this coming weekend, Bear Watch. So we're looking forward to it.
Bear Watch is going to be fun.
Yeah, it should be fun.
Well, and a lot of work for us.
Yeah. For the staff. We're staff. So, okay. So thank you everyone for watching and listening. If you want to contact us, send your emails to show@bearpodcast.com.
Or you can leave us a voicemail by calling 206-222-BEAR. That's 206-222-2327. Leave us a voicemail and we'll play it on the show.
Yes. And subscribe via iTunes and Vimeo, and also on YouTube. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And go to the official website at bearpodcast.com. Thank you, everyone, for watching or listening. And we'll catch you guys in the next episode of Bear Podcast. And whoops and many hugs.
Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear.
Our streams are crossed.
Don't cross the streams. All right.
Cut.
Peacock sex. I can leave early.
I need to be there before 5:30
okay.
to pick up the truck.
What?
I think peacock sex must be in the next.